This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little bit of mixed trade here. We get the corn and the wheat higher to start the week here. Beans are down just a little bit after seeing some buying early in the overnight. Strong finish to Friday, and then some carryover to start. We did see the funds come out of about 41,000 contracts of their short position in the corn. We did see them also buy back about 17,000 contracts in the beans. So no longer on their record short positions here, and we've seen about 85,000, 86,000. Lightened up on that corn in the last, say, 3 weeks or so.
Greg, what's our current situation for the Corn Belt and the weather forecast and kind of what we're looking at as we get ready to move closer to planting season?
Well, there is still some dryness concerns, especially across Iowa. You have seen some of the rains that came through probably were not as good as advertised prior to it, but you know, obviously those big storms that came through mid to late last week were more across the eastern belt and into the delta and that area. But we're still watching for some potential dryness concerns. There is a concern about the La Nina cropping up as we move into spring, so there could be a return to dryness there. I don't think it's going to be anything that we're talking, you know, massive drought. We're not talking 2012 at this point or anything like that. But we are going to see potentially that some weather premium comes back to this market at some point.
Greg, what about South America right now and the current situation? What are we looking at with Brazil and Argentina?
Brazil's moving right along with their overall harvest of first crop corn and soybeans. Planting of safrinha corn is going very well quickly. We are still seeing some numbers coming down out of Brazil for their production. Overall production out of Argentina still looks very good. A nice rebound year, about 50 million tons for beans, 56 to 58 million for corn. So it is still, regardless of what you cut off of Brazil at this point, unless it's, you know, it goes completely haywire, we're still talking about a record overall production in South America, coupled with the production that we just had in the fall. We're looking at worldwide production at record levels. This is one of the reasons that you have the depressed prices that we have, is that we just have a bigger pile to pull from this year.
Greg, let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace. What is taking place in the livestock complex?
Well, as we go into to this week, we are still seeing some more sideways trade in the cattle market. It did make it up and fill a gap from back in October on that June cattle. Basically, the April cattle, they filled it to the tick before backing off on Thursday. Kind of seeing a little bit of a back and forth type trade on Friday, but overall still very sideways. We'll be interested to see which way it tries to break out. So far, we continue to make new highs as we go sideways. We haven't made that brand new low in a few weeks, so we'll continue to watch that. On the hog side of things, we did find a nice bounce to come off of couple of days midweek where we slumped a little bit, and the lower trade from the week before, still holding an uptrend, still going in the right direction there, getting to the upper end of things here. I would think we've got about another buck or two to the high side before you start to run into some more resistance on this chart. But overall, the livestock markets are elevated and so far still holding uptrend.
Greg, what kind of conversations are you having right now with cattle producers and their thoughts right now on the overall situation with how low the cattle herd is across the country and kind of their situation that they're looking at personally?
Well, I think a lot of them are right now kind of in that mode of Do we start to engage some hedges at these levels? Do we, because we do know that the production numbers for at least the next year to maybe even 2 years give us a reason to stay to the friendly side. So if we do get beaten up a little bit like what we saw in, say, September and October last year, we still should be fairly well supported, but there is still risk as far as when, when they're marketing their cattle and whatnot. So at this point, light hedging would be advised, but overall, for right now, we do feel like there's still some continued upside for this, but it's not a runaway train. Like I said, we've been in a sideways pattern for about the better part of 2 months. So it's a slow grind to the high side. It's not taking off like a rocket ship at this point.
Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest here on Monday. Greg, thanks so much for the time. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Give us a call at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Greg, thanks so much for the time. Have a great week.
Thank you, sir.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 1 1/4 at 438 even. May soybeans up 3 even at 1201 1/4. May soybean meal up 80 cents at 335.50. May soybean oil down 19 cents at 49.23. Chicago wheat up 9 3/4 at 538 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 5 even at 651 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 3/4 at 571 even. And May oats down 0.75 cents at 365 even. On the Merck, April live cattle up 55 cents at 187.80. April feeder cattle up $1.62 at 253.75. April lean hogs down 40 cents at 86.52. April pork cutout up 55 cents at 93.15. And Class 3 milk down 6 cents at 15.95. This has been the opening market report on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.